KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Today we're going to talk about controlling fleas and ticks on your pets. Taking care of your pets' responsibility includes protecting them from fleas and ticks too. Now remember these important safety tips when dealing with this. Consult your veterinarian about the best way to protect your pets from fleas and ticks and whether pesticides are even needed. Use a flea comb to suppress adult fleas. It'll allow hair to pass through the comb's teeth but not the fleas, and removing fleas and flea dirt. Focus on combing those parts of the pet where most fleas gather, often on the neck or tail area, and put any fleas in soapy water to kill them. Flea and tick products, they're available in many forms, which include shampoos, collars, dust, sprays, and spot-on products. Now, spot-on flea and tick products, they're liquid pesticides applied to a spot on the pet's skin, usually around the back of the neck or the shoulder area. Now, how to use these products safely? If you use a flea and tick control product on your pet, carefully read and follow the product label. Use flea and tick control products only on the animal specified by the label, dog products for dogs only, and cat products for cats only. Some pesticides are toxic to cats, but not to dogs. Follow any label prohibitions against use on weak, aged, medicated, sick, pregnant or nursing pets, or on pets that have previously shown sensitivity to pesticide products. Apply only the amount indicated for the size of the animal being treated. Older or sick animals could react differently to a product. Products are designed for specific size animals, generally by weight, and using more product or a product designed for a larger animal than yours may overexpose the pet to the pesticide. Don't apply to kittens or puppies unless the product label specifically allows this treatment. The label will tell you the minimum age or size for use, and test results may show different effects on younger animals, leading to limits on use. Monitor your pet for side effects or signs of sensitivity after applying the product, particularly when using a product on your pet for the first time. Don't apply spot-ons to pets known to be sensitive to pesticide products. Keep the package and the product container, such as individual applicator tubes, in case adverse effects occur after treatment. You'll want to have the instructions at hand, as well as contact information for the manufacturer. If your pet has an adverse reaction, immediately bathe the pet with mild soap and rinse with large amounts of water, and contact your veterinarian or the National Pesticide Information Center. That's 800-858-7378 right away for information on whether additional measures are needed to help your pet recover. To control fleas or ticks around your home, following tips may help prevent, reduce, or eliminate flea infestations. Vacuum every day to remove eggs, larvae, and adults. It's the best method for initial control of a flea infestation. Be sure to vacuum the following areas: carpets, cushioned furniture, cracks and crevices on the floor, along baseboards, and in the basement. Steam clean carpets. The hot steam and soap can kill fleas in all stages of their life cycle, and pay particular attention to areas where pets sleep. Wash all pet bedding and family bedding on which pets lie in hot, soapy water every 2 to 3 weeks. If an infestation is severe, discard old pet bedding and replace it with fresh, clean material. Consider allowing your pets to stay indoors as much as possible, which reduces their chances of being bit by fleas and ticks. And modify your landscape to create tick-safe zones. You can make your yard less attractive to ticks depending on how you landscape. Some simple landscaping techniques: clear all tall grasses and brush around homes and at the edge of the lawns. Place a 3-foot-wide barrier of wood chips or gravel between lawns and wooded areas and around patios and play equipment. This will restrict tick migration into recreational areas. Mow the lawn frequently and keep leaves raked. Stack wood neatly in a dry area that discourages rodents that ticks feed on. Keep playground equipment, decks, and patios away from yard edges and trees, and keep them in sunny locations if possible. Remove any old furniture, mattresses, or trash from the yard that may give ticks a place to hide, and apply pesticides outdoors to control ticks. Now, a single springtime application of a tick pesticide such as Bifenthrin can greatly reduce the number of ticks in your yard. Follow all label precautions, warnings, and directions. They'll tell you how to use products safely and correctly. It keeps you safe and your pets safe. Follow warnings to open windows, wear gloves, and don't breathe the product dust. And keep pets and children away from treated areas as directed on the label. Also, keep products in original containers. Very dangerous to put products in food or beverage containers. Containers without tight-fitting lids can spill easily, allowing your pets access to the product. Now, if you throw away the original container, you throw away important information needed in case of an emergency. If the label tells you to mix a product in another container, use all of the mixture. If you can't use all of the mixture, label the new container for use in the future. And most of all, keep your pets away from products. Don't spray or store cleaning or pesticide products near pet food, water, or dishes. Make sure animals can't get at bait products while they're in use. And in the event of a spill, be sure to keep animals out of the area until it's all cleaned up. And don't forget about wildlife. Spraying products on a windy day can carry the product into the water supply for wild animals. Store all household cleaning products and pesticides where pets can't get at them. Information on this program has been obtained online at epa.gov. To learn more, simply access that website. And that's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.